Classes meant to help struggling students get college degrees can often stand in the way. So-called remedial courses are meant to help students get ready for college coursework, but can often lead to students becoming discouraged and dropping out. WBUR's Max Larkin has been looking at what Massachusetts public colleges are trying to do about this and joins us now. Hi, Max.
Hi, Bob.
So remedial courses, that's the college's way to fill in the gaps that came from K to 12 education before these young people go to college, right?
That's right, Bob. For years, these were standalone classes, and they were set up with the best of intentions. You get the students caught up and ready for the more difficult material. But we've known for at least a decade that that model doesn't always work. For example, the states found that out of all the community college students who took developmental math in 2015, only about 1 in 4 went on to pass the required college-level math class in the next 2 years.
Wow, I have to say I'm surprised by that. It's just 25%. Do we know why that number is so low?
Well, I think you have to think of the costs of remediation. First, for the student, you have to pay money to take these courses, and then you don't get any credit for passing them. And then there's this emotional toll. I spoke to J.D. LaRocque, who represents community colleges on the State Board of Higher Education.
Remediation is a black hole for many community college students. They get stuck, they go in, they never come out. And they feel like failures.
So these students often just run out of gas and they leave college altogether. And then the cost isn't just for students. Public colleges spent around $30 million of taxpayer money on developmental education in 2013, for example.
Well, that's a lot of money. So what are the colleges doing to try and turn this around?
Well, I think one big interesting idea is just move on. At Roxbury Community College, for example, they've just abandoned standalone developmental math classes. The college president, Valerie Roberson, explained that they also had to tweak the way that subject is taught.
So if a student is studying social science and they're taking statistics as opposed to calculus, that makes a big difference in their ability to understand the concepts.
Roxbury Community College, Bob, was one of many colleges to start a so-called co-requisite course for less prepared students. That means everyone takes traditional college math, but students who are a little behind take a second reinforcing course at the same time at no cost to them. And they say it's working. Under this new model, 2/3 of all Roxbury students are passing college-level math, whereas only about 28% of the students who are furthest behind ever did so under the old system.
Earlier this week, I spoke to Chris Gabrielli, the chair of the Board of Higher Education for the state, and he talked about moving away from a controversial test. Is that playing a role here?
Yeah, that'd be the AccuPlacer test. It's supposed to place college students in the math and English classes that are most appropriate to their learning level. It's been adopted pretty widely, and during that period, more and more American students wound up in remedial courses, including as much as 15% of students who had earned A's in high school. Some studies suggest that many of those students could handle college-level math with the right support. And so on Tuesday, the state board voted to allow all public colleges in Massachusetts to use high school grades for placement instead.
But on the other hand, surely some students do need help with college-level math, so what are they going to do about that?
Bob, most people I spoke to are skeptical of these placement tests, but it's not everyone. Some say using a student's overall GPA alone could lead to, say, misplacing him or her into advanced a class, and that comes with its own costs. Michael Winders is the chair of the math department at Worcester State University. He said, imagine teaching a pre-calculus class in which students are, for example, still learning to add fractions.
It's human nature for an instructor to slow down. And if you're not covering as much material as you need to, then those students that are placed properly, they're going to be adversely affected.
Now, Winders was clear. He wants remediation to work a lot better than it has historically, but his department does still plan to use a test to place students, one they will write themselves and that they'll help students get ready for.
Okay, Max, given all that, what comes next?
Well, I think however schools decide to proceed with how they place students, Bob, it's safe to say they're all looking hard at giving students more support. They've learned that struggling students can't just be walled off from their peers. What they need is time and tutoring, and you really need to build the confidence that they can do, say, college math, which they might have struggled with in high school. I think you'll see colleges throughout the state trying to figure out how to make these students who might be a little bit behind feel more welcome, better prepared, more confident about what they're about to face. I see this all over my beat, Bob. Most young people are still getting the message that going to college is the ticket to a happy life, a good salary. And I think these recent changes in remediation are a sign that the state is trying harder to make sure that all young people have a chance to succeed once they get to college.
Max Larkin mentioned his beat. He covers education for WBUR's Edify Unit. Max, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
See more reporting from the Edify Unit at our website, WBUR.org.